Thank you, Mr. President. On behalf of the Indonesian delegation, let me begin by congratulating you on the assuming the presidency of the Conference on Disarmament. Rest assured of the Indonesia's continued support to the work of the presidency and this esteemed conference. Indonesia appreciates the efforts made by the presidents and the secretariat to organize this meeting amid the ongoing COVID-19 challenge faced by the city. Indonesia associates itself with the statement by Ethiopia on behalf of the G21 and wishes to convey the following remarks in its national capacity. Mr. President, it is no longer a secret that for nearly three decades, the works of the city has been in gridlock. We also understand that member state position in the city remains unchanged. The situation has raised questions on the relevance and contributions of the city. However, I think you are all in agreement that the city should move forward in order to fulfilling its mandate effectively and to retain its relevance. In that sense, in order to move forward, we need to identify the low-hanging fruits issue that the city may consider so far. In Indonesia's views, negative security assurances is an important issue in the multilateral process in our effort to reduce nuclear weapons towards a global zero. I do not recall that there is any state officially opposed the idea of an agreement on effective international agreements for NSAs. In principle, we all agree on urgent need to reach agreement on NSA. A legally binding NSA is a very reasonable appeal, especially considering the understanding that in exchange for a commitment to never develop or receive nuclear weapons, the non-nuclear weapon states have legitimate rights not to be attacked by or threatened by nuclear weapon states with the use of nuclear weapons. It is part of our grand bargain back when we agreed on the NPT 50 years ago. It is therefore very logical if we have been urging for an early agreement of an effective, universal, unconditional, non-discriminatory, and irrevocable legally binding security assurances, including since the creation of the city. Mr. President, I recognize that we still have divergent views on this issue, for example, on the scope, nature, form of these future arrangements. However, we note that various efforts have been undertaken in order to address this issue of NSA, such as convening of relevant ad hoc groups, meetings, and thematic debates under CD framework, submission of various draft conventions and working papers, reflecting in-depth discussion and substantive negotiation that have been done, adoption of relevant UNGA and UN security resolutions, convening of consultation on security assurances among the nuclear weapon states, and establishment of the 6 nuclear weapon-free zones. In this regard, we would like to underline that NSAs is a mature issue. Taking into consideration the divergent views on how we establish the CD program of work, I would like to encourage CD to consider this new approach to the 4 core issues. CD could consider arrangements that provide a simultaneous negotiation on NSAs together with a discussion mandate on other 3 core issues. I thank you, Mr. President.